The center will treat critical and non-critical emergent needs and offer diagnostic imaging, CT scanning, X-ray, and some lab testing, but no inpatient or surgical services, according to BMC spokesman Michael Leary.
Depending on the nature or severity of the illness or injury, a patient may be treated initially at the facility and then might need to be transferred for further care to an appropriate hospital.
The center will be open 24 hours. Many of the 150 former Northern Berkshire Healthcare employees hired by BMC will staff the facility. North Adams Mayor Richard Olkenbright says a little after noon Monday when the doors opened, there were already roughly 10 people seeking care at the center. He says he spoke with a few of the nurses, many of whom had worked at NARH.
One of them said, "I'm just so happy to be home." And she wasn't talking about being in North Adams. She was talking about being in the building.
NBH employed about 530 people at the hospital and other medical practices. The parent company filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy April 3rd, citing years of financial struggles. BMC will operate the center for at least a year while it works to finalize a $4 million purchase of the entire facility via bankruptcy court. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has said the state will support BMC in running the facility, but whether that is through direct funding or operational assistance is yet to be determined.
We've looked at pro forma financials for a year's worth of operation of the ED, and we're looking at how we can essentially hold Berkshire Medical whole while they take that year to stabilize and see how it's working, and then, as I say, see what the model should be going forward.
The state has enlisted healthcare consultant Stroudwater Associates to help determine the region's healthcare needs and how best to meet them. Leary says BMC will use those results.
We're looking forward to seeing the results of that analysis, which we feel could act as a guidepost for sustainable healthcare services in Northern Berkshire, but the specific uses for the rest of the facility have not been determined.
Leary says BMC has identified $10 million worth of improvements needed for the former NBH facilities. BMC will decide whether to keep an interim walk-in center on the campus of Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts later this week. The Massachusetts Nurses Association, which represents about 100 former NBH employees, released a report showing a full-service hospital is sustainable in North Berkshire. David Schildmeier is the MNA's spokesman.
Purely serving the healthcare needs of its community, this hospital is a viable entity. It was in the past and could be going forward. That's what the statistics bear out.
Service Employees International Union 1199, representing roughly 200 former NBH workers, supports the MNA's findings, while the Massachusetts Hospital Association has challenged it. The Center for Health Information and Analysis released a report last week finding NARH made $2.5 million in fiscal 2013. In April, State Health and Human Services Secretary John Polonowicz said his office will look at securing critical access status through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services if an inpatient facility is established.
CMS is not right now in the mode of approving many new critical access hospitals, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington is a critical access facility. Like Pittsfield's BMC, it is owned by Berkshire Health Systems. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.